WUSF News is taking a look at the campaigning leading up to tomorrow's Florida primary. Earlier this morning, we focused on the Republican race, and you can hear that report at WUSFnews.org. Now the Democrats. WUSF's Steve Newborn reports that though Hillary Clinton leads the polls in Florida, she can still expect a stiff challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Tampa was the center of the Democratic Party's political universe last week when both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders held rallies a few miles apart.
Let's give it up for the next president of the United States, Secretary Hillary Clinton.
An energetic crowd of about 1,000 packed the Ritz Theater in Ybor City to hear the former Secretary of State. A few hours later, and a few miles up Interstate 4 at the Florida State Fairgrounds, 9,000 people gave Bernie Sanders a hearty welcome.
Thank you all. What a fantastic crowd. As a matter of fact, as I look around me, I see a huge crowd.
Their stump speeches followed, broaching topics seldom brought up by any of their Republican rivals for the top job in the nation: global warming, renewable energy, even mass transit. Clinton noted that Florida Governor Rick Scott not only declined an offer of federal money to build high-speed rail between Tampa and Orlando, he told state environmental officials not to use the words climate change.
It makes absolutely no sense, especially when we know that we're going to have to do high-speed rail if we're going to have a competitive economy in the 21st century.
Sanders says if he's elected president, places like Florida would see an increased emphasis on renewable energy.
The state of Florida has an extraordinary natural resource. It's called sunlight.
Both Clinton and Sanders know these topics are popular among voters in their party, much like Republican candidates regularly reach for the meat and potatoes topics for the GOP, such as immigration and the military. The Democratic rallies in Tampa also pointed out another difference. There were a lot more people of color at those events than at local rallies for Donald Trump and Marco Rubio. And as Lars Utterbach of St. Petersburg found out at the Sanders event, he felt as if there were a lot more women.
And I think, honestly, as a man, I'm the minority here. There's a lot of women here. So I think the so-called Bernie bro, I have yet to see him.
Pauline Hammerstrom is from Toronto and stopped in to see Clinton on her vacation, even though she can't vote in the U.S.
I want to see a woman in the highest office in the land. Wow. But she makes a lot of sense. She has the background. She has the experience as well.
University of South Florida political science professor Susan McManus says Clinton's got a good chance to win in Florida, and not necessarily because she's a woman. Clinton's husband had a strong pull, too.
Florida's somewhat of a Hillary state, a Clinton state. Recalled that Bill Clinton got his start in Florida at a straw poll at a state party convention years ago. And Hillary Clinton clobbered Barack Obama in the 2008 primary.
McManus says Sanders has a chance. He's bringing in new voters who have been alienated by politics.
Yes, he does. I mean, this is the interesting thing, the expansion of the base and the fervor of the new recruits, so to speak, is often a very good thing for predicting turnout. And, of course, Sanders' support, no surprise, is heavily with the millennials, which is the largest generation in Florida and in the nation.
Clinton has a large lead in the polls, and Sanders still has won a fair share of contests so far. Still, McManus says, you never know.
Anything's possible in Florida. I always remind people, remember, it was just 0.9%. by which Obama bested Romney in 2012 in a general election. Anything can happen in this swing state.
And we'll all get to find out what happens after the polls close Tuesday night. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.